Excellent. Erev Tov, Rabotai. So today, I wanted to share with you, I'm not going to be able to finish the whole thing today, but a very, very interesting, one of my favorite sugiyot in the entire Shas came up in today's daf. Menachot Dav Tzaditet Amud Bet, very, very famous sugya. Just to give you a little bit of a background into the sugya, there was a mitzvah in the Beit HaMikdash. The Beit HaMikdash had a shulchan, a table, where they kept the lechem apanim. The Torah says, lechem panim lefanai tamid. That the lechem apanim had to always be on the table. By the way, everybody agrees, there wasn't one table in Beit HaMikdash, there was 11. One shulchan of Moshe Rabbeinu, 10 that Shlomo HaMelech made. There's a question, did they use only Moshe's? Did they use also Shlomo's? Machloket Tanaim. Anyway, the process was, lechem apanim, was Machloket Tanaim, was it able to be baked on Shabbat? Is the baking of the lechem apanim doche et Shabbat or not? Also Machloket Tanaim. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Rabbi Shimon says no. It's not doche et Shabbat, you have to bake it on Friday. Regardless of whether you baked it on Friday or Shabbat, everybody agreed, all Tanaim agreed, that the lechem apanim had to be switched on Shabbat. What do I mean by switched? There's last week's that was on the Shulchan all week, and then there was this week's, that was either baked on Friday or on Shabbat. It was switched by the Kohanim on Shabbat. What would happen is, they would put the new lechem apanim, baked either today or yesterday, into the Shulchan, take the old ones out, and then, also there is something called Mishmara Nichnas, Mishmara Yotze. Kohanim were broken up into 24 Mishmarot. There are 24 big families of Kohanim. In those families, in those Mishmarot, there's something that was called Bate Avot. Smaller families of Kohanim, you know, cousins, uncles, stuff like that. And they worked, each Mishmar worked another week in Beit HaMikdash. There was a rotation. Each Mishmar gets 1 week. And among that week, each Beit Av gets another day. On the Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, there was no rotation, all hands were on deck. All the Kohanim were, because there's such an influx of Am Yisrael that came to Aliyah LeRegel, that everybody had to be on duty, they all worked. Okay. Yeah.
What's the sound to say that Lechem Panim is going to be Doche Shabbat?
So, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says that the Tanur is Mekadish. Since the Tanur is Mekadish when you bake it, if you baked it from Erev Shabbat and you only put it on Shabbat, since it stayed overnight, it would become Pasur. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, since the Tanur is Mekadish Talechem, apparently, in order for it not to be Nifsal Belina, the only other time to do it is on Shabbat, just like the other Korbanot in Maaseh HaMikdash, which couldn't be done Mi Ba'od Yomer Dochei to Shabbat, he says this is no different. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with him. Okay. Everybody, so how did it work? You really needed 8 Kohanim altogether. If you look, it's really next week's parashat that speaks about all of this, Parashat Emor. How did the Shulchan look? There was a table. It was made out of wood plated with gold. There were 2 stacks of bread. 6 loaves each, 6 breads. By the way, it was soft bread. It was a tefach thick. And these breads were matzah. The Gemara says meforash, it was like a mincha. Any other mincha was matzah. Soft, thick, yishmak.
Rings a bell.
Yeah. So, b'kol makom, 4 kohanim would come because there were 2 stacks of bread, and on top of the breads, either on top or next to also another machloket, there were 2 spoons of levona. You took levona as like a spice, frankincense. You fill a spoon, you put it on top of one stack, you fill another spoon, you put it on top of another stack. Then what happened was 4 kohanim came. Actually, 8. 4 to take out the old 2 to take out each stack. Another 2 to take the spoons, 1 for each person, taking out the old ones. And then another 4 to insert the 2 new stacks and to put the new spoons of levona. That happened every Shabbat. That's what we call changing of the guards. That's when the guards would change on Shabbat. What would happen is, after the old breads were taken out, they would burn the levona on top of the mizbeach, and that would be matir, that would permit the bread, the kohanim would split, the kohanim who were leaving the Beit HaMikdash, the kohanim that were now done their week of duty, they would split as a reward, they would take the lechem apanim and split it among all the kohanim mishmam, they would eat it for seudah shlishit on Shabbat. That was their part of their reward. So, there's a machloket tanaim, how exactly the process worked of replacing the lechem apanim. According to the Tanakama, tifcho shel ze, betzad tifcho shel ze. You ever see a diagram of the shulchan in the Beit HaMikdash? A diagram. Like a picture. It was a table that had like molds on it to fit the bread, to hold the bread in place. So according to Tanakam and the Mishnah, Menachot of Tzaditet of Bit, the Kohanim who were removing the old breads would wait for the Kohanim who were inserting the new breads, and they used to do it simultaneously together, so that one tefach was of the bread was, there were never a tefach apart, and the table should never be empty of the bread. Why? Because the pasuk says, "Lechem panim lefanai tamid." It should always be in front of me. Even 1 second shouldn't go by with the shulchan being bare of the bread. That's why they had to coordinate together to make sure. Okay, ready? Okay, push. They would start pushing the new ones. We would start pulling the old ones, and that's how they had. That's the Tanakam and the Mishnah. Rabbi Yosei disagrees. He says, no, lo nachon. They would do that, but technically, even if they didn't, it wouldn't be a problem of tamid. It wouldn't be a lack of tamid. You know why? He says, the only time there's a problem of tamid is if an entire night went by without lechem apanim on the shulchan, that's when there's a problem. But the language of Rabbi Yosei and the Mishnah is, takshiv, Rabbi Yosei omer, afilu elo notlim ve'elo manichim, afi hayta tamid. It says, even if in the morning, and the Baraita explains a little bit better, Tanya Rabbi Yosei omer, afilu silekta ishana shacharit, ve'sidir et hachadasha arvit, even if you took out the old loaves in the morning, and you put in the new loaves in the evening, that's also fine. Okay? Why? Because tamid means making sure that it doesn't go overnight without bread on the table. But even if there's a big hefsek in between, it doesn't need to be a tefach. Even if there's hours in between, akol b'seder. And the Gemara learns out from Rabbi Yosei an interesting halacha. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Ami, Midvarav shel Rabbi Yosei nilmod, afilu lo shana adam ela perek echad shacharit uferek echad arvit, ki hem mitzvat lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipich. Interesting halacha. There's right now, according to one opinion, there's a pasuk in the Sefer Yoshua that seems to be mitzvah. Lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha ve'agita bo yomam v'layla. The Torah cannot lo yamush means cannot cease from your mouth, and you have to delve in it day and night. Based on what is Rabbi Yosei considered to be tamid with regards to lechem apanim? Overnight is a problem, which means even if you take the old one out in the morning and put the new one in the evening, you're still good, that's still tamid. So too with Talmud Torah. Even if you learn a little bit in the morning and you learn a little bit in the evening, what's the halakha? That's also considered lo yamush ve'agita bo yomam v'layla, according to Rabbi Yosei's definition of tamid, says the Gemara. Okay. Now Rabbi Yochanan takes it a step further. Right over, Rabbi Yameh was speaking about if a person was shone perik echad baboker ve'u perik echad balayla. You learn perik, you learn something in the morning, something in the evening, that's considered to a certain extent that you have tamid, you learned all day long. Not exactly, but you're yotzeh that mitzvah. The Gemara continues and says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, afilu lo kara adam ela kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit kiyem lo yamush. Says even if you just read kriyat shema in the morning and at night, you have fulfilled the mitzvah of lo yamush sefer haTorah hazeh mipicha. That's considered you learned today with kriyat shema. And he continues, v'davar ze asur leomro bifnei am haaretz. Rabbi Yochanan says, but be careful, don't say this halacha in front of am haaretz. Why? Cop out. Yeah. Says, oh, zeo, simcha gdola. Yeah. Life eh. V'rava amar, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yochanan. Ma omer, v'rava amar, mitzvah le'omro b'fnei am ha'aretz. It's actually a mitzvah to tell it to am ha'aretz. Why would you say it's a mitzvah?
At least he'll learn one in a day.
Huh?
He won't learn.
One second. Am Haaretz means he doesn't learn. It doesn't mean he's not been saying Kriyat Shema. So he's saying Kriyat Shema anyways. So why is it a mitzvah to say this halacha? Huh? Rashi says a very interesting thing. Ah, it's a chidush yafeh from Rashi. Rashi says like this. Tekshim. Says Rashi, mitzvah leomro, desavar mishum kriyat shema notel sachar gadol kaze. The continuation of the pasuk in Yoshua says, we say it on Shabbat morning, right before Yimloch, before Mizmor. Say, ki az tatzliach derachecha ve'az taskil. Halo tziviticha chazak ve'imat, al ta'alot ve'altechat, ka'immecha adonai lo'echa, bechol asher telech. Says, big sachar, we're going to be matzliach. Am Haaretz thinks to himself, wow, if I'm yotze Talmud Torah with Kriyat Shema, Shacharit and Arvit, and for that the Torah says you get such a big reward as Atzlacha, ki az tatzliach derachecha, im haya oseh kol hayom, kol sheken shescharo gadol. If I learn more than that, if I learn all day long, how much more so am I going to get Sachar?
What about Rabbi Yochanan? Why is he going to take this into account?
Because he's afraid that people are going to abuse it. He's more afraid about the abuse. Rava's looking at the Sachar. No, maybe you'll inspire him. He says, "Umargil et banav le Talmud Torah," and as a result, he's going to at least send his children to learn Talmud Torah.
Isn't that counterintuitive to what we call an Amaraz? Amaraz is the kind of person who's not interested in, like...
One second. Rashi says another pshat. I'm going to get there in a second. Lishnach reina, sav reanach rabbanan dematze patan menavshav bekriyat shema viyat vekul yoma vegarse shema mina shischar gadol yesh. Another way, Rabbeinu Gershom also says, very similar to Rashi, when they see Talmidei Chachamim that are sitting and learning all day long, they say, hey, these Talmidei Chachamim could have exempted themselves of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with just Kriyat Shema Shacharit v'Arvit. They're sitting and learning all day long. Wow! It creates an appreciation, an endearment for Talmidei Chachamim. Very interesting. The Mefarshim explain that although he himself, there's not a lot of hope for him. He's a Haaretz. He doesn't have the kelim really to learn. He's ignorant. He doesn't like learning. That's why Rashi's focused on the son. Why is Rashi always focused? He says, maybe you'll send the son to learn. Why? Because for the Haaretz himself, again, not to say that he's hopeless. Rabbi Akiva was Haaretz until the age of 40, and he decided to completely turn his life around. So not that it's hopeless, Chalila, but there's less hope for the Haaretz himself and more hope for what?
His son.
At least maybe he's going to send his son to yeshiva. He's going to send his son to learn. Maharsha explains this a little bit different. He says, look at the words in the Torah. In what context does the Torah speak about learning Torah? Where's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? The Torah speaks about learning Torah twice. V'shinantam levanecha v'dibarta bam. That's number one. And number two is v'limatem otam et benechem ledaber bam. Both cases where it speaks about learning Torah, it's not about you learning Torah personally. It's more about teaching Torah to your son. And therefore, we see that the primary mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not only to learn it for yourself, but to teach it to your son. And therefore, in each one of these cases, even though the Am Haaretz, he may not have the zechut to learn Torah for himself, but may he be zoche in the mitzvah of teaching Torah to his son by sending him to learn. Yes, that's why the Gemara talks about it in that way. So if you... Also, yes?
Why is it based off the son?
Huh? What do you mean?
Seems like most people's view of Talmud Torah is not really fulfilled with teaching the kid. It's more people
in the world. Hold on. Give me a second. Oh. That was the Lev Aharon in Sefer Yehoshua. He writes this thing with the son. The Am Haaretz, skin lo yodeh arbe. He also doesn't have the kelim, he doesn't have the capacity to learn. So memela, for him, what's the manifestation of Talmud Torah?
Son.
That's it. That doesn't pater you, by the way, just because you send your son to yeshiva, sending him to learn, is a very big machloket haposkim. Bring the Shulchan Aruch, Yorei De'a, Resh Mem Vav. No, not those, the old ones. Yore de'a be. Okay, let me see. Huh? Resh mem vav. Go ahead.
I want to do it for me.
It's just easier to find. Here. Here we go. What is it? Maran writes, Resh Mem Vav Seif Aleph Hilchot Talmud Torah. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayav B'Talmud Torah. This is the language of the Rambam. Ben Ani, Ben Ashir, Ben Shalem B'Gufo, Ben Baal Yisurim. Healthy, sick, rich, poor, Ben Bachur, Ben Zaken, young, old, Afilu Ani Am Chazer HaPtachim. Person who has to beg for money, miskin, he also has to learn. Afilu Baal Isha Ubanim Chayav Likvo Alo Zman L'Talmud Torah. Bayom Uvalayla. Based on this Gemara, you have to learn. Again, learning all day long is optimal. But at least, what's your chov? Learning every morning and every night. At least. One second. Shneimar ve'agita bo yomam v'alay. He says, "Umi she'i efshar lo limud, mipnei she'eino yodea klal limud, o mipnei atirdot sheyeshlo." Maran says, "What happens if a person truly can't learn? Amaretz gamur. Can't. He doesn't get it. Well, what are you going to do?" Now, even though nowadays, Baruch Hashem, you have Sfarim in many languages, many topics, whatever, the guy is Dorna, Gamur, Kaddish.
Hashem.
He says, Ani what?
Iparon.
What does that mean?
I'm a pencil.
Why? What?
Dorna.
Oh, okay. So what do you do in a situation like that? Or if a person is Anus, a person doesn't have the opportunity. He has so much on his plate that Imamish can't learn. Says Maran, what's his recourse? Yaspik la'acharim alumdim. Give money to those who do learn, and you're yotze. Does that mean when you give money to Talmud Torah, you give money to yeshivas, Yisachar Zvulun, kolels, whatever it is, does that mean you don't need to learn?
Nope.
Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi in a Sefer Yafel Alev says an interesting thing. He says, no, you're still obligated to be kove'aitim la Torah. The Sefer Nehora Deoraita, he disagrees. He says, no. He says, there's two mitzvot of Torah. One of them is Yedi'at Torah, knowledge of the Torah, and one of them is Kvi'at Itim LaTorah, setting times for Torah study. He writes, in terms of Yedi'at Torah, if a person mamash cannot learn himself, when you donate towards other people who are learning, you are yotze, that mitzvah of Yedi'at Torah. You would say the mitzvah of knowledge of Torah. However, what about the mitzvah of kivyot itim la Torah? He says that year you'd say with kriyat shema shacharit ve'arvit, like Rabbi Yochanan de Gemara. And therefore, be'etzim, he disagrees with Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi. He says be'etzim, you don't really need to learn at all. You'd be yotze the chova even in that way. It's an interesting thing. Which means, for that person, again, it's a very, very extreme thing that a person cannot learn, can't understand. Hamash doesn't get anything, or because of the onasim, la'alacha, he'd be yotze with them. Interestingly, which we'll speak about Be'ezat Hashem tomorrow in the afternoon, Chabura, the Rambam did not bring this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, of you're being yotze with Shacharit ve'arvit. Rambam completely omitted this halacha, as did Maran. What's pshat? There's a frenzy among the Acharonim why the Rambam left it out. We'll discuss that tomorrow. What do you want to ask? No, you did. That was in Yoshua. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Kabbalistically. So learn Torah Shal Pe. Torah Shal Pe. No, that Torah Shal Pe was just oral as opposed to in Sfarim. For sure had oral Torah, no question. They had the oral Torah already from Al-Sinai. Yeah.
We say the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is only Shoneh Perek, Bayom Perek, Balayla. And a person, each Jew has a chiyuv like that, called Torah Kula. Aren't those kind of like,
you do your best,
inherently contradictory?
You do your best.
Knowledge of Torah, but the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is perek achad bayom, perek achad balayla.
I mean, making that the mitzvah, isn't that kind of lead, not lead to the show, but kind of...
Not necessarily. Whoever can do it. Laila tov.